Live Updates Republican National Convention Night 1. By Tony Lee on August 24, 2020. The Republican National Convention kicks off on Monday. Featured speakers will include Timothy Dolan, Archbishop of New York, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, Senator Tim Scott, RSC, Reps. Matt Gaetz, RFL, and Jim Jordan, RO, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, George State Representative Vernon Jones, Kim Classic, Mark and Patricia McCloskey, Andrew Pollack, Donald Trump Jr. Tonight's theme is Land of Promise. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 10:42 p.m., Senator Tim Scott, RSC, says 2020 has tested our nation in ways we haven't seen in decades after talking about the coronavirus, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor. Scott talks about his life story about how he lived with his mom and his grandmother in a two-bedroom home after his parents divorced. He said he thought he had to use football to succeed and did not concentrate on his academics and failed out. He says even while he was failing the ninth grade, his mom told him, after working 16 hours a day, to shoot for the moon because if you fail you will be among the stars. He tells the story of his mentor, a Chick-fil-A operator John Moniz. Scott says he won his race against Strom Thurmond's son because of the evolution of the Southern heart because voter in an overwhelmingly white district judged him by the content of his character and not the color of his skin. Scott says we are fully not where we want to be but he thanks God Almighty we are not where we used to be. Scott asks voters to not simply look at what the candidates say but to look back at what they've done because this election is about your future. Scott says Biden said if black people were monolithic and if they didn't vote for him, they weren't black. Scott says while Biden's words are one thing, his actions are another. He says Biden failed the HBCUs and passed the crime bill. Scott says Trump cleaned up Biden's mess to give HBCUs permanent funding for the first time ever. He says Biden and Harris want a cultural revolution and, if we let them, they will try to turn America into a socialist utopia. Scott says his family went to Cotton to Congress in one lifetime and that's why he thinks America's next century can be better than her last. He says supporting the Republican ticket gives you the best chance to make that a reality. 10:26 p.m., Donald Trump Jr. wants to speak about the great American story. He says just a few months ago, we were seeing the American dream become a reality for more Americans. He blames Joe Biden for calling Trump a racist and a xenophobe for his China travel ban. He says it is madness that Biden is trying to shut down the country. He says Biden's economic platform seems designed to crush the working man and woman. He rips Beijing Biden for supporting NAFTA, TPP. He says China wants Biden to win while Biden wants to bring in more illegal immigrants to take jobs from America's citizens. He says this will drive wages down from low-income Americans who are getting wage increases for the first time in modern history. He says Trump's policies have been like rocket fuel for the economy while Biden, the Loch Ness monster of the swamp that has been lurking around for decades and sticks his head up every now and then to run for president, wants to take money out of your pocket for swamp dwellers. Trump Jr. says both parties used to love America but now Democrats are attacking the basic principles on which the nation was founded. He says the left wants to cancel our founders because they don't understand that in order to improve, we must learn from our past and not erase it. He says the Republican Party is now the home of free speech and if the radical left has its way, the silent majority will be the silenced majority. He says what happened to George Floyd was a disgrace and if you know a police officer they think the same. But he says we must remember police are heroes and we don't want 911 calls going to voicemail. 10:17 p.m., Haley quotes Jean Kirkpatrick talking about how Democrats always blame America first. She says what was true in 1984 is still true today because Democrats are still blaming America first. Joe Biden and the Democrats are still blaming America first. Donald Trump has always put America first. He has earned four more years as president, she says. Haley says the United Nations is not for the faint of heart because it's a place where dictators, murderers, and thieves denounce America and then put their hands out and demand that we pay their bills. She says Trump put an end to all of that. She says they stood up for America and stood against enemies. She says Trump ripped up the Iran deal while Obama-Biden let them get away with murder and sent them a plane full of cash. Haley says Biden is good for ISIS, Iran, and China in a godsend for everyone who wants America to apologize, abstain, and abandon our values. Haley says Biden and the socialist left will be a disaster for America's economy. She says Biden's bosses this time will not be Obama but instead will be Pelosi, Sanders, and the squad. Haley rips Democrats for saying America is a racist country. In much of the Democratic Party, it's now fashionable to say that America is racist. That is a lie. America is not a racist country. This is personal for me. I am the proud daughter of Indian immigrants. They came to America and settled in a small southern town. My father wore a turban. My mother wore a sari. I was a brown girl in a black and white world, she says. We faced discrimination and hardship. But my parents never gave in to grievance and hate. My mom built a successful business. My dad taught 30 years at a historically black college. And the people of South Carolina chose me as their first minority and first female governor. She says America is a story that is a work in progress and it is so tragic to see Democrats turning a blind eye to riots and rage. Haley says the lives of black cops, black businesses, and black kids who have been shot matter too. Haley talks about the Mother Emanuel Amay massacre and talking about removing the Confederate flag peacefully. 10:16 p.m., RNC video says the radical left that wants amnesty and health care for illegal immigrants have already taken over the Democratic Party and warns voters not to let them take over America. 10:08 p.m., Maximo Alvarez speaks about how his family knows all about totalitarianism. His father fled Spain and then Cuba. But my family is done leaving. By the grace of God, I have lived the American dream, the greatest blessing I've ever had. My dad, who only had a sixth grade education, told me, "Don't lose this place. You'll never be as lucky as me," Alvarez says. "I'm speaking to you today because my family is done leaving places. There is nowhere left to go." He says he knows plenty of people who swallowed Fidel Castro's communism poison pill and they starved and died because they believed those empty promises. When I watch the news in Seattle and Chicago and Portland, when I see history being rewritten, when I hear the promises, I hear echoes of a former life I never wanted to hear again, he says. I see shadows I thought I had outrun. Alvarez praises Trump for being a president who is fighting communism and anarchy. He says Biden will hand the country over to those dangerous forces. He says he chooses President Trump because he chooses America and freedom. 10:02 p.m., RNC focuses on American hostages freed by Trump. Video shows Trump speaking in the White House to hostages and detainees he freed. Trump says there are a few more people we wants to get back and will do so shortly. Interesting partisan tweet. 9:55 p.m., House candidate Sean Parnell says Democrats once stood for hardworking, law-abiding Americans. These new Democrats consider these people racists who cling to guns and religion. He says the party of Harry Truman became the party of hedge fund mangers and Hollywood and tech moguls and university professors that has nothing but contempt for regular Americans and middle America. He says Democrats want to chain people to conformity and will destroy anyone they deem a heretic. He asks any disillusioned Democrats who don't like how radical the party has become to stand with Trump in 2020. 9:52 p.m., Scalise talks about how Trump and Melania were there for him and his family during his darkest hours when they came to the hospital while he was fighting for his life after he was shot on a baseball field. He says this is the side of Trump the media will never show you. Scalise says Biden has embraced the left's insane mission to defund the police. Scalise says Biden has made a career in Washington promising things he has never delivered while Trump has delivered huge wins in 3 years for American families. Scalise says Trump delivered criminal justice reforms. He says while Biden pretends to care about the working man, millions of jobs were shipped overseas during the Biden-Obama administration. 9:45 p.m., Guilfoyle praises Trump's strong economy and talks about Trump as the law and order president. She says Biden and Harris want open borders, closed schools, dangerous amnesty. She says they will defund and dismantle law enforcement while sending American jobs to China while enriching themselves. 9:41 p.m., the McCluskeys, from St. Louis, says what happened to them could just as easily happen to any other American watching from quiet neighborhoods. Mark McCloskey says it seems like Democrats think the government has to protect criminals and not citizens from criminals. He says Cori Bush had a bullhorn in front of their home and shouted, "You can't stop the revolution." Bush later upset longtime Representative Lacey Clay, DeMo, in a primary. He says these Marxists want power and are not content with marching in the streets. Mark McCloskey says Trump has brought the greatest economy the country has ever seen while Democrats have brought nothing but destruction. 9:35 p.m., Andrew Pollack, the father of Parkland shooting victim Meadow Pollack, says he never wanted this to be a political spectacle but it did. He praises Trump for being a man of action who cuts through the BS to form a school safety commission that the establishment media probably never talked about. He says the media turned his daughter's murder into a coordinated attack on Trump and the Second Amendment. He blames restorative justice programs for his daughter's death and says Biden wants to bring it back. He rips Biden for thinking he was vice president when his daughter was killed. He says he truly believes the safety of our kids depends on whether Trump is re-elected. 9:27 p.m., Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones, D., says he is a part of a large and growing segment of the black community who are independent thinkers who believe Trump is the right president to lead America because this is no time for sleeping in the basement. He says Biden has been all talk and no action just like Democrats who have been making promises to the black community for decades. He says when Trump started courting black votes, Democrats went crazy and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer started wearing kente cloths in Congress. He speaks about Trump guaranteeing funding for HBCUs for 10 years. Jones says Democrats have turned their backs on the police and it is a danger to cities and communities. He says it is ironic that Democrats have personal armed security guards and calls on them to replace them with social workers because that's what they want for regular people. He says all hell broke loose when he expressed his support for Trump and he says, "Unfortunately, that is consistent with the Democratic Party and how they view independent thinking black men and women." 9:25 p.m., Natalie Harp, a bone cancer survivor, rails against socialized medicine and praises Trump for supporting right to try. She says with socialized medicine, you don't beat the odds, you become the odds, and she would lose her right to try. 9:19 p.m., the great Herschel Walker says he has known Trump for 37 years and his deep friendship with Trump. He says Trump joined his family on a last-minute trip to Disney World. Walker says he has watched him treat the janitors, security guards, and waiters the same way he would treat a VIP. He made them feel special because he knew they were. He understands that they are the people who make this country run. He says Trump always told people to remember their names. Walker says it hurts his soul to hear people call Trump names and the worst one is racist. I take it as a personal insult that people would think I would have a 37-year friendship with a racist, Walker says. Walker says to give Trump 4 more years if you love America and want it to succeed. 9:16 p.m., Jim Jordan says Republicans are the pro-American party and Trump is the pro-America president. He says Democrats refuse to denounce the mob and their response to chaos is to defend the police, defund Border Patrol, and defund the military. He says Democrats won't let you go to church but will let you protest, won't let you go to work, but will let you riot, won't let you go to school, but will let you go loot. Jordan says Trump is taking on the swamp, Democrats, the press, and never Trumpers. He says when you take on the swamp, it fights back. Jordan shares a story about how Trump spoke to his family after his nephew died of a car accident to make their terrible day a little less terrible. 9:12 p.m., Trump thanks frontline workers in the White House for their efforts to keep America going during the coronavirus crisis. 9:07 p.m., Dr. G.E. Ghali, who has recovered from the coronavirus, says Trump cleared away the red tape that was needed to accelerate the testing and development of therapeutics and diagnostics. 9:02 p.m., Amy Ford, a registered nurse from West Virginia, talks about how telehealth services are available to some of the most vulnerable Americans because of policy changes Trump made. 8:53 p.m., Ronna McDaniel thanks everyone for tuning in. She sends her thoughts and prayers to those facing wildfires in California, dealing with the aftermath of the derecho in Iowa, and those preparing for hurricanes along the Gulf Coast. McDaniel says she is a real housewife while calling Eva Longoria an actress who played a housewife on television. She says Trump didn't choose her because she is a woman, unlike Biden, but because she was the best person for her job. McDaniel says Trump is tough when he takes on China, tries to fix unfair trade deals, or fix our borders. She says nice guys like Joe care more about countries like China and Iran than the United States of America, while Trump is tough when he fights for America. RNC now playing a video of various RNC delegates from across the nation. 8:50 p.m., Kim Classic, a Maryland House candidate, says Democrats have controlled Baltimore for 50 years and have run it to the ground. She says sadly the same thing is true in many cities run by Democrats. She says the days of blindly supporting Democrats are coming to an end. She says Biden believes they can't think for themselves. And she wants Baltimore to be an example to Republicans around the country that they can compete in inner cities if they reach out to citizens. 8:48 p.m., Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, says appeasement is never a winning strategy. He says Trump, like all builders, is a visionary. He says America is the greatest country that has ever existed, and don't let any celebrity or athlete to tell you otherwise. Gaetz says there is no refuge for freedom if we fail. Fox News also did not air. 8:45 p.m., Tanya Weinreis, a Montana businesswoman whose businesses were threatened by the coronavirus impact, talks about her faith in Jesus and faith in America. She says her prayers for help were answered when her companies received a PPP loan that allowed her to keep every single one of her employees. She says she feels for the local businesses that are under assault from shutdowns, riots, and a Biden administration coming for everything they build. 8:40 p.m., Rebecca Friedrichs, a California public school teacher of 28 years who challenged paying mandatory union dues, notes that unions who collect millions from unsuspecting teachers and then back policies like defunding the police. She says unions are subverting the republic while spending millions to defeat charter schools and school choice to trap low-income children in terrible schools. She says then-California Attorney General Kamala Harris defended the unions against her. She says Trump is breaking the union's grip on schools, and that's why the unions are trying to destroy him. She says Democrats stand with deceptive unions that pick on teachers and kids. 8:36 p.m., after a World War II veteran recites the Pledge of Allegiance, Turning Point USA's Charlie Kirk says Trump is the bodyguard of Western civilization. 8:35 p.m., Cardinal Dolan, with a Statue of Liberty in the background, starts the RNC with a prayer. He mentions unborn babies along with immigrants and refugees in his prayer. 8:30 p.m., RNC opens by prominently featuring the Statue of Liberty. Introduction video frames Trump as a Washington outsider. Optimistic outlook for the next 4 years. 8 p.m., expect some surprise speakers tonight. What took Biden so long to get tested? Biden campaign talking points before the convention has even started. After largely giving Democrats a pass, the establishment media are ready for Trump. Trump said he has the strongest base of supporters in history who will propel him to victory in November.